Today is July 8th, 2019. Welcome to the City of Kirkwood's monthly Board of Adjustment meeting. Three points need to be mentioned before we commence our proceedings. First, if you have a cell phone, please turn it off or to a vibrating setting. And if you should receive a call, please go outside the room to take it. Second, please don't talk amongst each other while testimony is being given. It is very difficult for the court reporter to pick up the testimony otherwise. Third, if you have difficulty hearing, please move to the front of the room to improve your ability to hear the testimony or the board's deliberations. If you're unable to hear the testimony or deliberations, please signal the chair and we will instruct the person testifying and or board members to speak more loudly. This is a quasi-judicial hearing with a court reporter present to record the proceedings. In order for a variance to be approved, four yes votes are required. This board is here to listen to your testimony as it pertains to justification in determining whether a variance from the code should be granted. After the board has heard all the testimony by interested parties, the public testimony will then be closed and the board members will vote after we have held the discussion of the issues by and amongst the members of the board. You will hear that discussion of the board's vote, and the resolution documenting our decision. A variance provides relief to a landowner who would suffer a special hardship from a literal application of a zoning ordinance. This board addresses property problems arising from any such literal application of the zoning ordinances as opposed to people problems, which are not our purview. The burden is on the petitioner to present sufficient evidence, written and oral, to show that he or she would have practical difficulties or undue hardship in complying with the strict application of the ordinance. We also may consider historical and court-developed factors in coming to our decision. These include how substantial the variance is in relation to the ordinance requirement, whether there is a feasible alternative, whether a substantial change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to adjoining properties, and considering the relevant factors and evidence, whether the variance is reasonable. Testimony by citizens for and against a variance can provide useful evidence on the nature of the impact on the neighborhood. Testimony will be accepted from not only those who have received notices of this hearing from the city, but also from any interested Kirkwood citizen and from others who have pertinent facts to enter into evidence. Evidence by its nature is factual, and once a fact has been entered as evidence, it need not be entered into evidence again by another witness. I am now going to call the cases scheduled for tonight just to verify that the petitioner is present and to determine whether any of the cases have opposition. Since we only have one case tonight, we will not move the cases around. When I call your name, please just raise your hand to acknowledge your presence. However, please do not come forward at this time. Case number 09-29 for the property known as 939 North Harrison. Is Donna Box here present? Okay. Petitioner is present. Is there any opposition? No opposition. You will be first and only tonight. When your case is called, the city shall first present its evidence, and then the petitioner will be entitled to come forward and be sworn by the court reporter before beginning to present your testimony. Only one person at a time is permitted at the podium. If the petitioner is represented by legal counsel, I ask that you advise of the same when your case is called. If you are represented by counsel, your attorney is entitled to make relevant and proper legal objections during your case's proceeding. Subject to this exception, I ask that members of the audience or others that are part of the petitioner's group do not call out any answers or comments in response to any question or comment made by a member of this board. If the person speaking at the podium does not know the answer to a question, please ask for a timeout to confer with others in your group and then return to the podium to answer the question. It is extremely difficult for the court reporter to record the proceedings if more than one person is speaking and she cannot identify the speaker. If a petitioner wishes to present new exhibits tonight that are not already part of their package, they may do so and the city attorney will mark them accordingly. However, they will become part of the permanent record and they cannot be returned to you tonight or in the future. When you come forward to give your testimony, please remember that you're under oath, that you keep your testimony succinct and factual as possible, and that you focus your testimony on the facts concerning the requested variances. That this board is only strictly considering the narrow aspect of the variance request, that you address all your comments to the board, not to the audience, and please understand that members of the board may interrupt your testimony at any time for clarification on any point you may make or to explore how any part of your statement may be germane to this proceeding. We're now going to go on the record. We now need to call the roll and then conclude last month's business by approving the minutes from our June 10, 2019 meeting.
Paul Schaefer.
Here.
Joe Roser, present. Mark McLean.
Present.
Pat Jones.
Present.
Dan Stouter.
Present.
Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes from last meeting?
Yes.
Any changes or objections?
No.
Move for approval.
Second.
They were approved, thank you. I will now call the first case to be heard and ask the city attorney to present the city's evidence. First case is case number 09-2019 for the property at 939 North Harrison Avenue.
In case number 09-2019, the city has 7 exhibits to submit to the record. Exhibit 1 is a variance application regarding the property located at 939 North Harrison Avenue and received by the Public Works Department on June 10th, 2019. Exhibit 1 is 1 page in length with a 1 page oversized attachment of a property boundary survey for the subject property. Exhibit 2 is a 1 page letter from Alan Ruby to the Board of Adjustment regarding the requested variance and received by the Public Works Department on June 10th, 2019. Exhibit 3 is an affidavit of publication signed by Kerry Clark. Exhibit 3 advises the public of these proceedings, and attached thereto are a list of property owners within 300 feet of the subject property and a map showing where those owners are located. Exhibit 3 is 4 pages in length. Exhibit 4 is a letter addressed to the applicant and signed by Amy Lowry, Assistant City Planner, dated June 14th, 2019. Exhibit 4 is 2 pages in length. Exhibit 5 is a 3-page oversized document received by the Public Works Department on June 10th, 2019, containing a site plan for the subject property, photographs of the subject property with explanations of the same, roof and partial first floor plans, and elevations of the proposed covered patio. Exhibit 6 is an application for the single-family site plan worksheet for the subject property. Exhibit 6 was received by the Public Works Department on June 11th, 2019, and is 1 page in length. Exhibit 7 is the Kirkwood Code of Ordinances, including the zoning ordinances, the comprehensive plan, and the zoning district map, which are or may hereafter be in force. At this time, the city calls Amy Lowry. Can you please state your name and occupation for the record? Are you familiar with case number 09-2019?
I am.
Is the subject property in this case located at 939 North Harrison Avenue in the City of Kirkwood Zoning District R4?
Yes.
And in the case of 939 North Harrison Avenue, is the applicant seeking a variance from the lot coverage restriction found in Article 4, Section A-430, Subsection 430.8, Subdivision 2 of the Kirkwood Zoning Code? And does that restriction provide that lot coverage, including accessory buildings, shall not exceed 25% or 2,250 square feet, whichever is greater, for lots greater than 7,500 square feet in area?
Yes.
And specifically in this case, the 2,250 square feet restriction is implicated because it is the greater of the two restrictions, correct?
That is correct.
And does the applicant propose a lot coverage of 2,607 square feet?
Yes.
Therefore, does the applicant seek a variance of 357 square feet?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add?
Okay, sorry about that. Hopefully it picked up on the recording. Just to give a clarification on the lot coverage, this is Exhibit 6 that I've marked up. The existing lot coverage, when you add the residence, subtract the front porch, and add the detached garage, is 2128 square feet. And as we stated, 2250 is the maximum on this particular lot. So they do still have 122 square feet left over. And the porch, as they've as it's been drawn, does go over the bay window. So if a smaller porch were to go over the bay window, which is added into the lot coverage already, they could have up to 138 square feet.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Amy? Thank you, Amy. Will the petitioner please come forward?
Can you please state your name for the record?
Yes, Daniel James Whaley.
Go ahead.
And first of all, thank you very much for taking the time to meet with me tonight. And I understand, obviously, the request I'm asking for is above the variance code of Kirkwood. However, I just would like to back up a couple years ago before I moved into Kirkwood. I was living in O'Fallon, Missouri, and lost the mother of my children in a car accident. And at our old home, we had something similar created for this. And when I moved into Kirkwood, I wanted to kind of replicate that. So when I bought this home, I was not aware of this variance code. And we had kind of a outside area for entertainment for the kids with a hot tub and a TV where we kind of watched movies and stuff. And I feel like what I'm asking for is not extending the limits of what you guys have put in ordinance here, but I'm just asking for you hopefully to grant this variance to help, you know, to replicate something that we had at our own home, to some of the memories we had with mom and the kids.
Any questions?
Yeah. In the letter, the was wrote from Donna Box Architect.
Yes.
You said that at the time of purchase, it was clear that the space was available?
When at the time of purchase, I was not made aware of the ordinance, and that I wasn't aware that this was not able to be created, I guess, if you will.
Okay.
So I was not aware of the 25% to zone or to lot ratio ordinance.
But did somebody tell you that it was available?
It would have been, I mean, this is something I would have talked to my real estate agent, which I said, yeah, you can add something on, but I don't think they were probably familiar with all the Kirkwood.
Okay. All right. So would that make or break the deal if you couldn't do this?
You know, I guess when we moved into the house, my kids asked if that would be something that we'd have on the home, and I told them yes. So it would be something that would make or break the deal if we couldn't put something together to kind of replicate what we had at our old home. And we've been there just over a year now, and kind of waited for winter time to pass to be able to kind of put plans together and kind of move forward with this, but kind of ran into this roadblock that I was not aware of.
So with the extra 138 square feet, you can still have your patio and everything else, but your covered area would just be under the 138 square foot area.
Yeah.
Would that be acceptable?
To be honest, I mean, just to what we're looking to create here, I guess, kind of like I said, some similar in structure what we had before, I don't think it would be allowed to put, you know, again, the hot tub that they had out there in a covered area for when it rained, or we, like I said, we always watch movies together with the whole family and everything. So I guess I'm asking to make an exception here.
All my questions.
Any other questions for Dan? Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor?
Can you please state your name for the record?
My name's Alan Ruby with Donna Box Architects. We're the architects working with Dan on this project. I just wanted to mention a couple of other things. He's given you the reason that he wants this. I want to reinforce the idea that what he's looking for in this space won't work effectively in the 138 square feet. There's just not enough room for it. And, you know, we tend to come down architecturally too, and to try to squeeze it in or to make it work in that won't be the most attractive way to do it either. I do want to mention also that what we're looking for here in the last couple of items that they always say to focus on, it's not going to affect the neighbors in any way. You can't even see this from the street, the nature of how high his house is and stuff. It's not going to impact the neighbors or anybody else in any way.
Well, I think, Alan, with the extra square feet on it, it will impact the area, because then all the neighbors and everybody else will say, well, the code is 2250. You did this, then you ought to do mine, and down the road, and down the road, and down the road.
Well, that's a factor, right?
So,
right. But on this particular thing, the neighbors have not expressed any objection.
But it makes it hard for developers and builders to say, you know, we can do this, because you allowed them to do that. So, to be honest, this is a tough one. It really is, in my opinion. So, that's all I got to say.
Your questions? Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor of the variance request? Any opposition to the variance request? Opposition, we will close the public portion of the hearing and talk amongst ourselves. You know, it's a tough one from an emotional standpoint. I get that, but I don't see any hardship or any reason to stray from the strict application of the code in this situation. I think we're all would like to for family purposes. The code says 25% or 2250. And there's no hardship, I don't think, in this case.
I kind of agree with you, Mark, on that tough situation, but yeah. The code is the code.
You know, he's got 138 feet to play with. That gives him some leeway. He's got the nice detached garage back there also, which covers a lot of the ground space.
Yes.
A lot of coverage.
A lot of footprint.
Yeah. Anyway.
Could we ask Amy to come up and go? No?
What was your thought, Joe?
Well, if you did a pergola on the rest of it, I don't know if that would be allowed or not.
I think anything overhead is considered covered, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we just had over in this one. By the
oh, corner. Yeah, in the back there, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, because you're right, that would have been a... you could have patio. Back.
Right.
But you can't have anything over the top.
Yeah, we did have that.
Okay.
Good thought.
All right. Questions?
Other comments, thoughts?
No, yeah, the only thing we have to...
that we're supposed to deal with.
Yeah. All right. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the report.
Second?
Second.
Case number 9 dash.
Approve the
report.
The variance request.
The variance request, yes.
Okay.
Oh. Case number 9-2019. The property known as 939 North Harrison for a variance request for a lot coverage of greater than 2,250 square feet. Take a vote.
Paul Schaefer.
Denied.
Bill Roser, not in favor. Mark McLean?
Not in favor.
Pat Jones?
Not in favor.
Dan Stouter?
Not in favor.
Case number 9-2019 for the property at 939 North Harrison Avenue. Whereas the board does find and determine that the property in question is in zoning district R4 and pursuant to the provisions of the Zoning Code of Corporate Missouri requires a maximum lot coverage, including accessory buildings for lots greater than 7,500 square feet of 25% or 2,250 square feet, whichever is greater. And whereas the applicant desires to construct a covered patio which would not comply with said lot coverage requirement. And whereas the board does further find and determine that based upon the evidence presented to it, there are no practical difficulties or unnecessary hardships in the way of carrying out the strict application of the zoning ordinance and that granting the variance requested would not observe the spirit of the ordinance. Now, therefore, be resolved that the appeal of Donna Box is hereby denied on the property known as 939 North Harrison Avenue for the construction of a covered patio resulting in a lot coverage of 29.4%.
Paul Schaefer?
Denied.
Are you...
For the report?
This is... Are you
in favor of what the...
Yes,
denial
I'm sorry.
Of the variance?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Paul Schaefer? Favor?
In favor, sorry.
Joe,
right
Joe Roser, in favor. Mark McLean?
In favor.
Pat Jones?
In favor.
Dan Stoddard?
In favor.
I'm sorry, your variance request has been denied. A motion.
Motion.
Second.
Adjourned. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Adjourned.